How's it going? Hope you're doing well, because we are. With the Trophy Husbands, I'm Marcus.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Eric.
Joining us today, special guest Eric, who actually we've been trying to get onto the podcast here for quite some time. Unfortunately, Steve is unable to join because his parents were in town, so he's hanging out and chilling with his rents. And then Luke is actually in Pittsburgh, so we managed to grab Eric. We're like, all right, we finally got him. Let's do this.
I'm on board. Yeah.
So what's going on, guys? I mean, how we do it, Eric, I don't know if you've ever listened to the podcast, but how we do it is we normally take it.
Times,
yeah. We take it from where we stopped off last weekend and move on forward and normally hit up into this past Friday. By the way, folks, we're recording on Saturday again. It's starting to get kind of back into our original schedule of Saturdays.
Yeah.
So we go from there, but let's start with last Saturday, considering that's when we last recorded. I did absolutely nothing after recording last Saturday. I pretty much just chilled at the apartment for the most part with Alex, and that was about it. I know you said you had something that you were going to do, didn't you, Marcus? Or were you just meeting up with some people?
No, I was just meeting up with some people, just hanging out. I met up with my friend, and it was like her friend's birthday, so we just went to the Waterway, and we hung out, and then...
Oh, man, the Waterway. I haven't been there in ages.
Yeah, they actually have really good food.
I've heard that.
Oh, wait, you know what? I've had their food. I had, like, mozzarella sticks or something. They were pretty... They were solid.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you remember back in the day, Marcus, when, like, the Waterway was like, oh, no, don't go to the Waterway unless you want to get shot.
I used to go to the Waterway all the time, like, 2-3 years ago.
No, this goes back a little further than that. Like, probably right around the time I was turning 21, so, like, 5, almost 6 years ago now, like, that was, that like, it was a big thing where it was, like, almost every single week there was at least one shooting right by or inside, I think even on a couple of occasions, the Waterway.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I used to go because, like, my friend Adam, all of his friends that I became friends with, they would always go there and do karaoke on Saturdays.
Oh, okay, okay. No, the last time I was there was, a couple years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, when I had nothing going on for St. Patrick's Day, and, Steve, and then,
Steve!
You can yes!
He's yours.
You can have him, nobody wants him.
What's up, Meg?
She probably wouldn't disagree too much, honestly.
You're not wrong.
I mean, knowing Maggie. But Steve and my friend Danny and I, we had nothing going on this St. Patrick's Day. And so what we literally did was we just went from bar to bar to bar. Essentially, we'd walk in, we'd do an Irish car bomb, and then we'd sip on a Guinness for an hour. We'd leave, and we just kept jumping from bar to bar doing this. We went to, like, 8 or 9 different bars, and the Waterway happened to be one of those. It was just like, yep, go in, Irish car bomb, sip on a Guinness, all right, on to the next one. Like, that was our St. Patrick's Day night. It's kind of stupid, but pretty funny all in all.
The last time, well, I went to the Waterway. It was me, Topher, Sam, John, I think that might have been it. Now, for those... I mean, they obviously wouldn't know, because we haven't had Sam on yet, but Sam literally does not have legs.
Yes.
So she just found out recently, I heard.
Yeah.
I also found out, like, right after that.
So. Really, you guys?
No, we didn't know, because he always has, like, khakis on or trackpants.
He always has on pants.
It's never come up in conversation. It's not like anyone's going to be like, by the way, I don't have those, so...
By the way, legs, you got them or you don't? Because you're in or you're out, son.
Yeah, it's funny because he's always just like making leg jokes. But anyway, so we get there and he has on track pants. And then the bouncer's like, you can't get in here with those. Like, no athletic wear. Like, I'm sorry. And then John just like drops it on and he's like, he doesn't have legs. Like, that's why he's wearing them. And it was like a 30 second just... Like, all of the wind just left the conversation and everyone got really quiet. And the bouncer, you could tell, like, the bouncer wasn't a dick.
The bouncer's like, oh, shoot, what do I do?
He wasn't being an asshole about it. He was kind of like, look, man, I have to, like, this is my job.
Trust me, I'm not trying to...
Yeah. He's like, if you... All right, Just go inside. Just go.
And not the same. The announcers start giving him crap. Just like, you have to pull the nacho. It's like, are you grieving me and my kind now?
No, he was actually quite the opposite. He was very, very sympathetic, but he was like,
I really shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, like, he just kind of, like, let out a big sigh and kind of had this thousand-yard stare as he looked off, and he just kind of, like, waved at me. He's like, just go in. Come on, man, go.
I'm about to lose my job, but just...
But at least I can go out knowing I was a nice guy.
My morals are still up.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, he wasn't just like, nah, bro, sucks to be you. Like,
sucks to suck, what up?
Yeah, some bouncers are. They're just like...
Oh, absolutely. You could come in with the Helen Keller sob story of them all just being like, you could give them the biggest thing, like, oh, God, and all this, and it's like, well, sucks to suck, get out.
This is my last night to live, dude. Sorry.
Can't bring the girl. Sorry, well, you should have renewed your ID on your last night.
Hey, you shouldn't have worn camo shorts, buddy.
Oh, my fucking God.
All right, so
we I'm about to say, here comes the story.
We were at Hattiesburg. A couple weeks ago, and Hattiesburg is, if anybody has never been to Hattiesburg, it's essentially a bar city. Like, downtown, like 2nd Street?
Well, 2nd Street is definitely its main street for bars, and I mean, like, it's not like, oh, it's a block of bars, it's like literally the entire street is just bars.
Like, all sorts of different bars.
Which actually, George Street is starting to develop like that in York now.
Kind of, yeah.
There's supposed to be at least another 2 or 3 bars opening up here on George Street before the end of the fall.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is, right?
But we were going to show some of the people that we were with this one bar called Knock. That's a really cool bar. One of the guys we were with was wearing camo shorts, so we couldn't get in.
It was
kind of like, everyone's like all excited, and we're just like, no, we can't tell you about the bar, you just have to go in, you gotta go in. And it was like, what? And then so, we're all excited, we get there, and he can't, because he's wearing camo shorts. We're just like...
I'm like waiting on the top of the steps, and someone's waving me back down. I'm like, are you kidding?
You're like, no.
Like, we're right here, we're about to go in.
Lose the shorts!
Just take them off, just...
Just
color it in with, like, marker.
Just color in the legs, yeah, exactly.
Just say you're wearing another pair of underwear under these, and these are called European speed shorts.
Actually, you know, I know a friend of mine in high school, for, like, a solid, like, 2 or 3 months at one point, he was wearing these really, like, out there shorts, and we're just like, we didn't realize it, and he didn't realize it until later on, but he's just like, yeah, my mom thought she bought me shorts, and I thought they were shorts, and they were actually boxers this entire time. So this guy had been wearing boxers as shorts for like 2 or 3 months.
My friend's dad does that all the time. He's fucking hilarious. He is, that guy. But he will literally just, like, go to Walmart in his boxers, and nobody knows.
Does he buy, like, the extra-large kind of boxers kind of thing?
Yeah, like, just straight-up boxers, but he's just like, nobody knows you're in your boxers.
It comes down to one of those confidence things. Like, hey, if you're striding with confidence, like, you act like nothing's out of the ordinary. Okay. It's like,
yep.
All right, it's fine. People are like, well, that guy's just got weird shorts. All right.
Yeah. All shorts have a dick fluff in the front. Apparently. New standard.
I mean, you know, some have dick fluff, some have zippers. Who am I to judge? As long as I can get it out one way or another, that's the important thing.
Good
here.
Man. I don't want it trapped.
I need some room. I need some breathing.
Like how they have the Free the Nipple campaign. Let the dick breathe campaign. Let
the dick flop.
Ah. Oh, my God.
Let it flop.
I don't know if we ever mentioned this, Marcus. That just makes me think of my one friend, Andrew. We definitely have to have him on sometime, because this guy is a character and a half. Like, he's one of those people that's just so easy to make fun of, but he's hilarious and he has a very good sense of humor about it. At one point, we're leaving a movie. I don't remember what movie. We're in high school, maybe like, I don't know, sophomore, juniors or something like that. My friend Paul's driving along, and Andrew just... We're talking about the movie. I can't remember, but we're like, oh man, this is such a good movie, like, that was awesome, and blah, 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 and oh, I like this part, I like that part, and all of a sudden, Andrew just goes, hey guys, you want to know what's fun about dicks? And we all stop, like, dead conversation. Like, no, Andrew, tell us. Tell us what's fun about dicks. And, of course, we were laughing prior to that. And then, just more fail on his part. He has nothing to say. Like, it was literally, I don't know, it was like diarrhea of the mouth. Just something that blurted out without him, like, obviously thinking about it.
Some point today, I have to say the words, do you want to know what's fun about
it? Exactly. Like, I have to hit my quota.
But it
sounds like some shit you'd hear at Murph's.
Well, the thing is then, like, 2 or 3 years later, we were retelling this story, because it became one of those stories, like, oh, you want to hear how dumb Andrew is? Let us tell you about this. And Steve Stein was there, and he goes, well, I know what's fun about dicks. We're like, what's that? He goes, they flop.
Oh.
And that, ever since then, that has become our answer. Like, you want to know what's fun about dicks? They flop.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I didn't know that.
Now you know. Learn something new, you know?
That's something to try when I get home.
So, we have multiple Murph stories, and we like to rip on Murphs.
As if the audience doesn't know yet.
Who's Murph?
He's a shady man that loves to sell us alcohol and tells us to go dance in the
backyard. He sells us copious amounts of alcohol.
Very good. So, I just remember this one story in particular where I was having myself a wonderful time.
A good old time.
And then, so there was this girl, and I was sucking face with said girl, and then it was like one of those, like, yeah, that was fun. Never happened twice. And then.
It happened twice?
No. Like, 2 years down the line, I made friends with a couple people. You make friends through other people. And this girl was at a cookout that I was at. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I know her from somewhere.
I think, like, she was, like, where on my face with my face.
No.
We touched faces, but no, I figured it out. Like, it was one of those, I know her from somewhere.
Oh! And then she was, like, kind of the same. She's like, you look, like, really familiar. And I'm like, I met you at Murph's, like, two years ago.
Like, now where's the connection gonna come in here?
Her face, her eyes got as big as fucking dinner plates. She was just like, oh. Like, yeah, we're gonna leave that there.
We're just gonna be like, how are you? Great. All right, see you again another. Like, never.
Flashbang. And Marcus out.
Oh, God. So, we didn't even get to it at this point yet, though, but how was everybody's last night? How was Friday? I mean, speaking of merch, we all ended up there.
Yeah.
That was not in my itinerary or plan. Like, Lopez hit me up early in the morning, actually. That was like 10:30 Friday morning.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And it was first Friday down in New York, and I was just like, well, Alex is coming in, I think we're probably going to hit up first Friday a little bit, then after that, I don't know. And he's like, alright, cool. He goes, well, I'm going to be in town, I want to see you. And I'm like, alright, very cool, I guess let's hang out, yeah. And I just told him, I'm like, yeah, hit me up, keep me on the up, let me know. And didn't hear from him. Alex and I went to dinner, we were out for a little bit on first Friday, it's maybe like 8:30, quarter till 9, and I messaged him. I'm just like, hey, so what's going on? What's the deal?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, we're gonna be going to Murph's. I'm just leaving my mom's house now. I'll be there in like 40 minutes. I'm like, all right, solid. Like, let's do that. That should be good. And got to Murph's. I picked up Greg, Travis's girlfriend Bianca, at Falloon's first, and then went to Murph's, and from there, it just exploded. Like, I did not expect nearly as many people that ended up showing up to show up at Murph's.
Like, we had a solid group of characters.
It had to have been at least, like, I don't know, easily 13, 14 people that just kept on coming, you know? Like, I wasn't expecting, first off, I guess Travis must have hit him up. But, like, Steve Stein came out, and normally, Steve Stein doesn't come out unless I say something to him, and I didn't even think about it. And, like, Brian was out and up also, and then, like, Sam was out, Tom was out, yeah, like, and then you guys came, like, parading in out of nowhere.
I didn't know Marcus was coming, because Gio was texting me, and actually I was with him, and he was telling me, like, I don't think Marcus is coming out. He said he gets off at 11, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Marcus earlier tonight, too, just like, hey, man, what are you doing? Yeah. It's First Friday, like, yeah, we go down to First Friday and show
I know he said he wasn't doing First Friday, obviously, like, because...
Yeah, well, when I asked him, he's like, yeah, I'm working.
Yeah. Well, I figured, like, he's off at 11, he's probably going to show up at Murph's, but then I was like, all right, I'll text him just in case, because Gio's like, no, I'm pretty sure he's not, so I text him, no response. In the dark about everything, and then, like, I show up and I'm there immersed for a few minutes and make one lap, come back, and there you have it.
Like Batman.
Mark
Five. Marcus!
Everywhere and nowhere at the same damn time.
They call that Ever Nowhere.
Ever Nowhere?
They don't call it that.
No Everywhere.
No Everywhere. That sounds like a clothing company.
It really does, right there. Joby Husband's clothing company.
Yeah, what we're doing next.
No Everywhere. What up? Who wants to dress like complete degenerates? But we still look good doing it.
That, see, degenerate, it all depends on what circle you're in.
Premium dick flop pants.
Premium! There will be room for your dick to flop in your pants, guarantee, or your money back.
We have the new Dick Waiver fall line. It's coming in.
You see, actually, I think we just struck gold here, guys. We just found out a whole market. We just found a whole market of we found a whole market for people our age, people like us who, you know, first off, they need room for their dicks to flop.
True.
We get it.
True.
We get it.
We understand.
So we've been there. We know. And we do that, and then we have, like, quick dry shirts, or like those shirts with, like, the liquid repellent, so it's like, oh no, I spilled my beer on me. No, I didn't.
Ha. Okay, if we're speaking,
I feel like you could use this sometimes, Eric.
Yo, I spill quite many drinks. It's actually really a notorious thing that's happening, and I've become semi-infamous for it.
You've almost become as bad as Topher was back in the day for it.
The weirdest thing about it is the fact that I most definitely am not, like, a klutz or a clumsy guy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when it comes to drinks specifically, I keep spilling on people. And it's never just, oops, I spilled. It's like, I'm
oops,
sorry, I spilled on you.
It again.
I cannot explain to you how many times I have spilled on
you. It's like a full cup.
Oh, what it is, it's like the next generation here, because, it's Murph,
no
the
hands.
Next gen.
Look, Ma, no hands.
But what is she saying, spilling on Gio? Back in the day, Topher used to spill on me, like, and sometimes it'd be like half a cup, sometimes it'd be a full cup. The one time he poured almost an entire pitcher onto my lap, no lie.
Oh, I've done that literally twice in one night.
Yeah.
To Gio.
Yeah, and it's just like,
Gio!
Hey, wait, oh shit!
I forgot all about that.
I remember the one time we were sitting in the back, at one of the longer booths, and I'm in the far, he's in the far left of one of the corners, I'm on the other end of the table in the one other corner, and he spills, and somehow this beer does, like, this snake travel to go, boom, right into my lap, avoids everybody else, no one else gets, I'm like, son of a, what the hell, Topher?
He Houdini that beer.
He did, but I mean, there was a while where it was just like, every single time I was out with him, I was like, I'm going to get a beer spill.
That's how it works. You got to do it once, and then you got to keep doing it, because you've already created that reputation. You have to stick with it. You can't just back out.
You don't want to be a quitter. Nobody likes quitters.
Nobody does.
Here's a couple recaps of the Gio instances, and they're pretty fond in my memory right now. Or is that the right word? Pretty fond?
You have fond memories.
So they're fond memories, but they're firm also.
Firm.
That'd be the right word.
Fixated?
Yeah.
Fresh. They're firm. They don't flop.
They're memories. They're in there. #don't flop.
#don't flop. #don't flop.
The first time was... Well, actually, it might not have been the first time, but there's a bar.
Oh, he's about to tell us about his first time, Marcus.
Miracles.
At State College, there's a bar called First.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually where I spent my 21st, and then it's also where Gio spent his 21st. So it was in July of, like, last year. And he and I and Francesco went out, and the first time I forget which one was the first time. Neither were really my fault. I don't care, but... One of the times, I'm pretty sure it was the first time, was these guys, like, randomly sat at the table when we... I don't know, I was getting back, and I was like, who are these guys? And they were like, oh, they just sat here. So I was like, all right. And I didn't know they had a giant pitcher in front of me. It was pretty dark in there. And then, like, I guess my elbow hit it or something, or I shook the table while I was getting down.
Shook the table while he's getting down.
I shook the table while I get it down. So, I do all that, and the thing just completely spilled all over, actually, Gio and Francesco. And then within the same, like, 10-minute span, I'm like, all right, I spilled. Let me go get a pitcher. And I brought it back, and the stupid table is set up where it's, like, rectangular, and then at the end of the table where you would think it comes from, like, the stand or the leg.
Instead,
it comes from, like, the edges of the table, then goes in. So me trying to, like, sit in on it, like a picnic table is where how it's kind of laid out.
Yeah.
My knee bumps it, and it spills again, and it's all over the place. I think the only other one I can remember, really, that's not been, like, super small incidents has been, sucky, because it was Gio's time again. Like, he was out on, like, a kind of date. And we were at Holy Hound, and there was this, like, my friend was sitting to, like, his left, my right, across the table, and she wanted a glass of wine. Like, she wanted to, like, taste the wine that I was drinking. So
all I'm going to say is you can't blame it on the tables in the Holy
Actually,
Hound.
Beer, sorry, it was beer and a wine.
You can't blame it on the tables in the Holy Hound. Well, no. Those are firm wooden tables.
No, here's the thing, though. Great tables. However, I think it was one of those where it's, like, it was the divot in the middle where I like, slid the glass across.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, one of those wine glasses, so it was a tiny thing.
Between the wood pieces kind of thing.
So I'm pushing it this way, like, to my right, where Gio's straight across from me, nowhere in sight. And it start like, it hit that little thing and started falling over. And I'm like, no! And I go to grab it, but I ended up just pushing it forward. And it's all over Gio, and he's, like, again, like, this is, like, God. That was, like, the fourth or fifth time within... turning 21, pretty much. I got an,
Oh, poor Gio!
I can't even.
Yeah.
I was 21 for, like, 3 months the first time I spilled on it.
Alright. So, speaking of train wrecks, did you notice that on Thursday, when we hopped on stage,
everybody
kept trying to get on fucking stage?
Yeah. It was really weird. Our time. You don't get this time, it's our time.
No, but, like, so... We should explain to the audience here real quick that Eric is actually a artist, musician, does a lot of performances out about underneath the name Devix. Or is that how you pronounce it? Devix?
Right? That's actually... You're like, you guys are some of the few people who kind of pronounce it.
Right? I was like, I'm pretty sure that it's Devix, but, yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, if you're shouting it across the bar, it's going to sound like Devix. It's like, Devix, like, come here.
Yeah.
But when you're, like... talking to me one-on-one, and then you say Death X, it's, like, weird, because there's an I in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird name. It's not like it came really from much.
It's a family name. It's a surname.
My great-grandfather had it, then his grandfather had it, and, you know.
That's a long
line. Young Devix.
It's like, if you'll ever go to perform, young Eric, you perform under the name... Under the family name Devix, you don't have a choice.
The family name Devix.
But, so he performs, and then every once in a while I will perform with him. And
this is at the depot for Open Mic Night, which actually we've talked about before, and we posted up a picture on the Twitter of these two rocking it out before.
Yeah. But, it was girls. Girls kept trying to, like, hop on stage. Like, you should let us, Joel.
Fucking Joel.
But no, they kept saying, like, you should let us, like, introduce the next song, and you should let us... And we're just like, no, go away. Like, no.
Well, actually, I don't know if you heard, but there was this one chick, I guess, probably, like, fresh meat to the bar. Whatever. I'd never seen her before, but she...
Fresh meat! They are a person, Eric!
No, fresh meat. They're new. That's all.
They are new. You're not fresh meat. We don't womanize here, Eric.
No. I don't mean it in terms of womanize. I mean, like, literally new
and seasoned.
Guys,
unsoiled dignity.
There we go.
Yeah. They still have the dignity.
You have not soiled your perfect, innocent little insides just yet. You are fresh meat. So... this chick is on the side, like, to my left where the board is, and I guess they were asking if some chick of their, like, friend of theirs could get on stage and sing their song, or whatever the case was, and I'm like, I guess everyone was like, yeah, sure, I guess, and I answered her, but she put the name down, and I think she erased someone else's to put it there, but it was, like, earlier in the list when we'd already been, like, three numbers down, and then I hear her, like, calling me aside, she's like, why did you guys skip Reach something? And I was just like, what are you talking about? I look over, see a number two, and I'm like, we're on like five already.
Yeah, like, we were past that.
I'm the fifth one on the list, and we've already technically did six, too. And she's just like, I'm never coming here again. I was like, what they do?
We'll
like,
see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Like, bummer. One person, never to come again. But oh, no. Shoot. It's a college bar. That's going to really just put them in the hole here, guys.
Please don't put this review on Yelp.
Couldn't get on stage because we don't actually do anything.
One star! Exactly.
No, like, people kept trying to jump on stage, and then I had a free hug shirt on, and this girl was like,
come on, can we get hugs?
So I had to, like,
Mark is like, God dang it, wrong time to wear the shirt. I have to, I'm obligated, the shirt makes me!
Yeah, it's a spoken agreement via shirt.
Can we make a shirt that says free flops?
Yes, we can.
We have the technology. Jeez, you don't even need to know what it means, because you're probably going to think it anyway.
Hashtag dick flops.
Hashtag dick flops.
But yeah, there was that, and then like when we were singing Sex on Fire by, I think these girls, I think they were very intoxicated, and they were also on the hunt.
Most definitely. Oh, I didn't know that, but they were definitely.
No, I just, no. Oh yeah, they were fucking gone, but the one, like, while we were singing was like, humping the speaker, and they're just like,
oh, really, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, I didn't know how to react to that, to be honest. I just kind of let it go.
And yeah, and like, doing the thing. She tried to get on stage, and I just like pointed at her and scowled, and it was like, no. And
bad drop.
I'm gonna pour out the water, sprint you back.
Yes, but then she got on stage, but then she turned around and did it back, like, how dare you? But I'm just like, you're off the fucking stage, so get the hell out of here.
I had, I think you knew about this before. There was this chick that, I don't stop calling them, but this chick, this girl was on the stage, and this is back when I brought my looper out a lot. This is like a $550 piece of equipment as a pedal alone.
Right.
And she comes up and she's just like, everyone was jumping up, dancing and stuff, and I was like, alright, that's fine. But they all had drinks in their hands. And then she turns to me and she like stares at me down for a second, like she's gonna ask to like to marry me or something. But her question comes out and it's just, "Can I push the button like on the pedal?" And I was like, "No, the button you were looking at right now literally stops all sounds coming from the looper. Like you are going to shut the music off, get away from my pedal, put your drink somewhere." Like I didn't go off on her, obviously, but
no,
dance.
Do you enjoy the music that I am making? Because if you push that button, you will no longer be enjoying it.
Bye-bye. Yeah. In simple terms. In layman's terms.
In terms bye-bye. For drunkards, music go bye-bye, hit button push.
It was fun, though.
Wait, what?
There was another guy, like, he was at the end of the stage, right where I was, because Eric was in the middle, and I was kind of on the right, and the guy comes up, he's like, hey, what's the next song? Like, I have to know. I'm like, can't tell you, man. Can't tell you. He's like, come on! What are you guys playing next? I'm like, nope, you're going to figure it out. He's like, come on, just give me a hint. Just let me know. Just let me know what song's next.
Just let me know.
And I'm like,
tell me, baby girl.
Well, apparently we didn't know his song either, because I told everyone the wrong song, and I was like, wait, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I told them the wrong song. I told everyone we're playing Everlong, and I was like, wait, no, I meant Kryptonite, and then...
Oh, my God.
Like, I hear them jamming, like, they're getting it on the spot, but then, like, they were playing it in B, and I was like, wait, what the f***
is happening?
Like, I'm sitting, I was like,
and
oh.
When I asked you earlier tonight, I was just like, are we doing Jet? And you're like, yeah, let's do Jet. And I'm like, alright, cool, because I wanted to do Jet. And we didn't even do Jet.
Wait, that is right. I did say, like, let's wait till. Because the thing is, with Jet, it's a very tough song to sing.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's good for the end of the set.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, once you do this, you can't sing anymore.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's like,
well, are you going to be my girl?
Yeah, and we've done it. It's just like, it's never been, like, the first song.
Oh, yeah, so, I remember. I've been there once or twice when you guys have done it. It's sick
with that.
Yeah, well, we also got in a kind of. Matt kind of needed us off because the time was going over.
Yeah,
bit,
sure.
So we were like, all right. We're
but it's funny because Matt also made a request.
Did he really?
Yeah, because remember Matt wanted us to play Fall Out Boy.
Oh, that is
right. You guys do Fall Out Boy too, really.
The only
well.
Reason we didn't do it was because... thank you, by the way. Yeah. The only reason we didn't do it was because Eric... what's his name? Ryan's not with us anymore. Like, he's up in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So
he was the drummer. And the new drummer, he's not, like, our drummer specifically, but yeah. he's a really good drummer. But he doesn't know, like, they're taking know, like, stops yeah. and whatnot. And,
yeah.
I mean, they're...
And that song specifically, because you guys do Dance Dance, there are certain moments where it mm-hmm. has to stop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, the one that we tried to get down for, like, a month, because it was, like, I think... We kept not doing the stop, or, like, I kept not hearing your voice, so I would just kind of, like, keep playing the same part. Because, like, you never came through the monitors
for a while. It took us, like, the third time was actually, third time's a charm, but it really was.
We finally, like, nailed it.
We nailed it, and then that was the night you guys were out, because we did and then we did Jet, and both went fucking swimmingly.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you guys nailed it that night. I don't remember why the hell I was out that night.
I think it was, like, one of the last nights, I think. It was getting close to the end of the semester.
Yeah, it was. Because you were out with Luke, and that was the night Luke kept trying to, like, yeah, make a pose, dude. I'm like, fuck you, Luke!
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just kind of have to stop and think, I'm like, why the hell was I out on a Thursday night? Because blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I have work on the next morning and all that jazz. But it's like
adulting.
Adulting. Because I do it with the best of them.
Nick Lentz. Professional adult.
Here's my card.
Yeah.
We need to have those cards made up. Trophy husbands, professional adults.
What does this mean? This means I don't fuck for money. I need an actual job.
I mean, some adults do that, though.
Alright. So, there apparently is a style of pornography in, I believe it's Japan, which is essentially a game show. Where they offer a certain amount of money, like, if you last 10 minutes, you get, like, $1,000.
What?
Can I go?
Right? It's like...
I could do that. I could just go. Mm-hmm. Like, we can just go. Let's go make thousands.
Yeah! Like, thousands on thousands!
We're fucking like, combining so and dark. Investing in stock on this porn.
All I gotta ask is, like, what's up with the Japanese guys that they can't do it for, like, 10 minutes?
No, it's just weird. Like, they just make everything to a weird fucking game show. So it's just, like, last 10 minutes.
How many spiders can you let bite your fucking eyeballs? We'll see.
The more after the commercial break.
How many spiders can bite your dick and still get it in?
With the spider still on.
Yes.
I mean, it's a win-win either way. It's a win. I mean, my question is, do you just go from the jump, or do they let you get a warm-up in? Because...
what's the sit? I got the full details.
Hey, Japan porn game host, call us!
Yeah, it's essentially a game show version of a fucking snuff film. Like, you're getting paid to just bang some chick in a nurse costume for 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes if you can manage.
Yeah, I mean,
it really depends on how well she wears the costume.
Deets on the deets.
I would like a PowerPoint presentation on what this is going to be like, just so I know what I'm getting into. Mm-hmm.
Most honorable Ericsson, let me explain you PowerPoint in how this game show works.
Fuck.
Wow. You know what I hate? I'm thinking, you know, we're talking about Japanese, I'm thinking Asian, I'm thinking game show. It's not necessarily a Asian show, but they have, like, the gong and, Silent Library. I hate that show,
I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I don't think it's great. Like, I think the concept is good, but the laughter just always seems so fake. And I think it's because, obviously, we're not the ones in it, but essentially everyone gets to pull a card, and whoever pulls the skull card, like, you know, it's obviously face down. Whoever gets the skull card has to, like, play or do some, like, really
stupid game.
Dumb or something that's going to make them laugh. And, like,
okay.
The more you laugh, the more points you lose, the more money you don't make. So,
you know, I think I could totally rock that, because people are just like, yeah, you're really happy and nice and all this stuff, but you don't really laugh a whole lot, like, the genuine laugh. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, that's funny, but, like, it has to be something. Normally, the things that make me laugh are normally, like, inside jokes or something that I'm just like, oh, man, like, that's great, but...
Well, part of the trick is it's not just laughing, it's also, like, just literally any noise. Like you can't be, like tapping your foot.
But they have, like, a decibel meter, so it's kind of, like, how loud it gets.
Oh, well, then I would completely lose, because I'd just be like, oh, hi, thanks for having me. God dang, I just lost 1,000 points.
Hey, wait, oops.
Shut up. I talk really loud. This is my whisper.
What?
Speaking of game shows, I think it was over in Germany, somewhere over there. They had a game show where there was a car that you like
ate.
You ate the car. Eat it. And it's an edible car, and they see how fast you can eat this car. No. I prefer mine with a...
Can I eat a little bit of hot sauce?
I like a spork with mine.
I was just about to say, you don't get a fork and spoon, you get a spork.
I meant fork and knife, but I fucked up.
But you essentially, you steal this car and see how long you can evade the police.
So it's GTA.
Do you actually go to jail if you get caught? Like, do you actually commit a crime?
I think it's kind of like you get like in holding for a certain amount, or if you get away, you actually get the car.
Oh my god!
I was gonna go buy it.
It just sounds like GTA of real life.
GTA Go.
GTA Go, yes.
It's happening. It's happening.
GTA Go.
They're like, all right, we had really good success with Pokemon Go. Now, what's the next one we're going to do? Rockstar is just like, yo, GTA, let's do it. GTA in real life, IRL, what up?
Fuck not.
But apparently, they had really good success with Pokemon Go out of the gate, and I think it was the development team or somewhere has been like fucking up and making terrible updates and also like
they have they weren't prepared for the popularity of it right off the bat. So like for the first like 3 or 4 days that the game was officially released, you could get on for maybe 3 minutes and then the servers just crashed.
Yeah. Well, when you're, I've dealt in with a little bit of video game like development and whatnot. I actually did testing in Maryland for a while. Full time, surprisingly, not well paid, but anyway.
Hey, that's still like halfway. Halfway living the dream for many people. Like I got paid to test video games.
Here's one game the whole time, but yeah. Well, I don't know. Like coming from that perspective, I feel like knowing your game, especially, like, here's my confusion. You've been literally making people's lives so much better for so long because everyone loves Pokemon. Everyone's playing it on handheld. Everyone's buying Pokemon accessories.
How do you not see the popularity of it coming?
Exactly. You are now literally letting people do what they've been trying to do in real life.
Doing.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're giving them that pretty much all of that in real life. And you didn't expect it to like take off a free app.
Not even
something you're paying. I mean, They have systems that you can buy stuff in, but it's just like, you knew your shit, you son of a bitch.
Man, I just wish that it wasn't a private company, because then, well, since it's overseas, we can't get stock in it. Like, if, obviously, the idea of Pokemon Go, even before, we were just like, this is going to be pretty big. Could you imagine if we could have gotten, like, alright, let's get 10 shares of this shit.
Oh, like, Nintendo's shares went up, like, 100% or something like that overnight because of it.
It's crazy how much... Oh, man. I just... You know, hey, Bill Gates, you wanna go halves on some shares, buddy?
Come on, go halves, Jesus.
Let's do this.
Hey, Bill Gates, let's do Halo Go. Like, make Halo in real life.
Apparently, Halo was going to be... I think they were going to do it for the 3DS.
Really?
And it didn't happen. It was in the developmental stages.
You know what else was in developmental stages? The freaking Halo movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be full on. What I heard happened was apparently the guy that was helping huge, big time on like cinematography and like the 3D and whatnot on Avatar was originally in the process of making Halo already. Because they did have some clips and stuff that you could watch. But the issue was not necessarily an issue because Avatar is a good movie. But who was that did that movie? I can't even remember the director.
Is that James Cameron?
James Cameron. So whoever it was had like promised James that like when he was ready to make that movie or some movie in particular that he would go and help him. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of this Halo project, James is like, oh, by the way, I need your help. Like, we're doing it now. And then James is like, oh, well, fuck Halo, let's go Avatar.
I heard it was just money. Like, they pulled together so many resources. It was a fuck ton, but it was
they went to Pandora or whatever it is and stole all the resources. So that's probably what
that's taking everything we want
and leaving us everything we don't.
Nah, but
I think they reenacted the whole Native American scene. Like they took over the land and just was like, this is mine. You can't have it.
Essentially. But that's the thing with, like, movies trying to make a story out of a video game. You have to think, a video game is so expansive.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, a video game tells a story, and even, like, the shortest of them tell a story over, like, a 12 or 14-hour period.
Yeah. And
minus, apparently, The Order 1886. That game's, like, 2 hours long. But it looks really good, so I kind of still want to get it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. One of my favorite games is this very simplistic one called, I always call it ICO. It's actually ECO,
oh,
but it's ICO.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, that game, if you know what you're doing and how to play it, you can beat that game in, like, 4 hours.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes, the prequel to Shadow of the Colossus, but it's just, like, when I first played that game, I was like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's a very simplistic story, and, like, mm-hmm. It's Save the Princess in the Castle story, but I always have loved that
game.
It's
very unique and artsy.
It absolutely is.
But even like, when it's done well, there's still so much, like, for example, Street Fighter has amazing anime that it can only tell, like, chapters at a time because there's so much
going
on. So
expensive, yeah. I mean, really, you look at it, and there have been very few and far between of video game adaptations into movies that have been successful. Like, Tomb Raider did okay with itself. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they were good, but they got up to the point where I think there were three of them, because people did still keep going to see them.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft, I never saw it, but apparently, like, all the World of Warcraft people loved that movie. And then, even though it's very loosely based off the series, it basically just takes the premise and throws in a handful of the characters every once in a while. The Resident Evil series in the movies has done very well for itself. Even though,
I stopped liking them. They started going on Matrix, and I was just like...
Well, they're about to put out, like, what's being advertised as the final one. I just saw it in... I saw it, an advertisement for it in theaters the other day. I'm just like, alright.
At the same time, are they going to pull... What was it? The fourth Final Destination was called The Final Destination.
Yeah.
And then they made another one. I'm just like, what's going on?
That's kind of what always killed me with anything that has final. Like, all the Final Fantasies, like Final Fantasy 1. I'm like, alright, cool. Final Fantasy 2. Wait, no, you said it was the final one the first time. Now it's like Final Fantasy 15. I'm like, what about all those other
all the last ones?
Exactly. Oh, but, I mean, I'm always curious to see what they're going to do, but I'm always just like, you're never going to be able to do it as well. Like, one of Naughty Dog's games that came out that I know they're really heavily looking into making into a video game is The Last of Us.
Nice.
Oh, and yes. If you guys have played it...
It is phenomenal.
Oh my god, the story in that is just, like, mind-bogglingly awesome. And, I mean, I think you could get that across in a movie, but at the same time, like, I don't know if you can get across the relationship that builds and develops in a 2-hour film.
Yeah, it would... Okay, if they did it, like, a mini-series.
Yes, that's how it should be. Because, I mean, you think about it, for anyone who hasn't played it, the game is broken up into seasons. It's broken up into the 4 seasons of the year. So, basically, even if you made this movie... 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it's like each season, relatively speaking, if you were to do it evenly, would have to be like a half hour, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
When in the game, each season's probably at least 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah, like it would benefit them to maybe even try and get like an HBO or a Cinemax to work with them, because not only could it be beneficial for them as far as subscribers, because people would want to see it, because the game is phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
It would benefit them content-wise, because think about how gruesome the game can be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure your guys is, the main character you play as is Joel. I'm sure you guys probably saw some of the gruesome deaths of Joel.
Yeah, like him getting literally his face ripped in half and getting eaten and shit.
Yeah.
But it would benefit them to not try and squeeze it into a 2-hour frame, like... Not even a movie, a game movie, but remember the first G.I. Joe and how much they tried to do, and how it just felt like G.I. Joe was tripping all over itself, because you're trying to take
so much lore and then
compress it in. Yeah,
yeah, and you're gonna miss everything. It's just gonna be sloppy.
Exactly, I completely agree.
Yeah, but if they do it like if they kind of spread it out and space it out, then it
could be done right.
It could be done very well.
You guys want to know something that was also kind of sloppy here?
I know it.
We bring up stories in here sometimes, Eric. And
not Dick.
This one, this one's an interesting
floppy,
one.
Floppy.
I don't know. It might have been floppy.
Hey,
Pennsylvania police charge man with having sex with a miniature pony.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that one.
And I mean, it's a relatively local thing. Police in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, have charged a Lancaster County man with sexually molesting a miniature pony.
It's mind-boggling, like, what it takes to be, like, first of all, to find it attractive. Because you have to, on some level, kind of find it attractive.
Did he think he was going to be, like, 23% cooler or some shit?
On a second thought, like... No, not a second thought. That sounded like I was going to agree with the guy.
Look, you know, I'm not going to condemn him because, I mean, we all had these thoughts, right, guys?
Well,
on
a second level of, like, what the fuck are you doing, would you not be... I'd be pretty scared to, like, go try
to fuck a horse
in the ass. Like, that thing's...
Well, I mean, have you guys... There's the one guy on the internet that was, like, known for it. His name was, like, Mr. Hand or something. He died from trying to have sex with a horse.
Because the ejaculation of a horse has the force of a fucking shotgun, so it turned his inside into an organ omelet. That's what the fuck happened.
Yes.
That's why you don't try and fuck animals, because they're more, like... Who the fuck?
My little pony.
You naughty pony.
But wait, guys, but.
Pony.
What if someone could actually create the Minotaur?
I like that Eric's trying to defend this guy. Like, look, he was just trying to do what no man has done before. Travis Wagner, 21 years old, is just trying to get something done here. I'm going where no one has gone before. I'm Captain Kirk. I'm pioneering here. I'm Christopher Columbus.
You fucking let that one guy put a fucking key on the kite.
I wonder if the horse was like, yeah, pull my mane.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you give me those sugar cubes. Sugar cubes are not a euphemism for balls. Give me that carrot.
Oh, wait. Okay, I was going to say, this sounds really familiar. I was we were doing this thing that was at the college hack. There was a... What do they call them? Were those comedy groups that, like, on the spot.
Improv.
Yeah, it was an improv group. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But they got on stage, and they had a situation where they had two people come up. So it was, like, a guy and a girl, and then they also were a guy and a girl, and they would come up, and, like, they would stop in the middle of their sentences, and you just had to think of something on the spot to tell them to say.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I think the girl was getting mad or something like that. I forget what it was exactly, but sugar cube was the first thing that popped into my head, but the sentence came off like, I'm gonna sugar cube you. and she was just like, wait. Like, she actually stopped, because she was like, wait, is that like a thing I don't get? Like, is that
that's a thing these kids these days do?
That's exactly what she was asking. I was just like, no.
Do kids sugar cube these days?
Yeah.
They do know.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm immersed tonight.
I'm sugar cubing all over the place, man.
Hey, yo, girl,
you want to come back to my place to sugar cube?
Damn.
Try to cube it up.
Fucking right.
Cube it up, sugar.
Just listening to fucking Chariots on Fire the entire time.
Come out of a fucking horse, man. Oh, my God.
That's fucking why. That's why that guy was fucking a horse. Because we have those horse masks and everyone's wearing them, and then maybe he saw some chick in a horse mask.
Now he's just like, that's my thing. It said in the article that he did it twice before.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, man.
Why?
He's going with the mentality, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But it is.
It's not even him.
It's so broke.
He's trying to make the Minotaur.
It literally doesn't make money. It's broke. There's no way that horse has a job.
That horse is not going to provide.
You don't know. It could be a racing horse. It might have cup money, man.
It's a miniature pony.
Okay. It could do like the little kitty rides.
No, it does the adult rides.
I knew someone was going to go there. As soon as I said the little kitty rides, I knew someone was going to go there.
But yeah. They're at Wagner Farms.
We wag a lot.
But I want, like, Stop. What compelled him to just be like, because, he's probably sitting there one day, he's like, you know what seems like a good idea? Little ponies.
Or a dick.
Or he was just, like, driving somewhere, and he's, like, going to get lunch.
And then he just stops and turns the car around.
Yeah.
He sees it, like, he's at a picnic
table. He rolls down his window and is like, hey, girl, what are you doing tonight?
I kind of picture it as this. He's probably, like, laying in bed, like, just every other guy, every other girl that's just kind of going through shit. And they're, you know, let's go on Facebook. I'm like, maybe he's talking to a couple chicks or something. He's just like, Stephanie, maybe Barbara. She's cute. And then, like, he goes past a meme with a pony.
And he's like, already got a hard on because he's, like, thinking about these girls.
Like, he's like, I'm not going to text either of them. I'm just going to go fuck this pony right here. Like, I'm going.
Jump on it. Let's do it.
Jump on it.
My pony. I got you so cute. I've been holding my hand so long.
on a different pony-related story. Not fucking ponies.
Can we end his part of it with Stay Golden, Pony Boy?
Yeah!
And then,
Stay Golden, Pony
now,
Boy.
Now we're on, what is this? What do you got for us?
No. But there used to be this little farm around here where you can go and, like, get lunch, and they had ponies, but you're essentially in the enclosure with the ponies. Like, you can hang out and have lunch, but then you have, like, the fucking horse
like
flopping over trying to, like, sniff your sandwich and shit. I was young. I was probably, like, 6 or 7.
Sounds like the Scar deal.
But, I think my mom has a picture, because it was myself, her, my godbrother, and my godmother at the time, and, like, my godbrother is just, like, in the picture looking freaked the fuck out, like, like, fuck this pony, but, like, the horse's head is just, like, stuck around, eating that sandwich, like, in the fucking picture.
There's a cheese in that.
Hey, man, I like cheese.
Hey, man. Is that some turkey I'm smelling, man? I love me some turkey, bro.
That's like
you got some sugar cubes?
my cousin had like, acetique, and she went with my other cousin over the summer, because we always go to Rehoboth, and Rehoboth isn't far from acetique.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just like, so, how was acetique? And she was like, well, there was horses, and then there was just, like, two horses just having sex in the middle of the beach.
And she's like,
alright, that's cool. And she was kind of like, same thing, like, yeah, they were all cool until they started, like, banging right there on the beach. But could you imagine, like, alright, I'm going to ride this wave in, and you accidentally, like, ride a wave into the middle of a horse sex session? Just like,
Oh, God! Human dicks aren't the only ones that flop!
It's like, dude, fucking knock!
Come on, man!
Get a room!
God, get a barn, guys!
Oh, my gosh, get an enclosure.
It is actually kind of cool, though, when you're down in the Outer Banks, like, when you see wild horses just going along. I always loved that, because my family used to do, like, yearly trips down there back when I was a kid, and I always thought that was kind of wild. I'm just like, oh, man, like, wild horses.
Yeah.
Who knew those were still a thing?
Yeah, my sister, she lives out in Bournemouth, England, and she gets to kind of travel around there, obviously, since she lives there, and it's really easy to get around. She gets to these, like, cliffside areas and these beachy areas, and she just, like, she's walking her dog, and there's just horses, like, just chilling.
Yep.
Just
horses. Having sex,
smoking
right
blunt,
back.
Like,
yep.
You know, drinking a couple.
Yeah.
And,
like, hey, man, it's Friday.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, bro. Joshua, you're an adult horse. Yeah, Wild Horses is not just a song by Bishop, but it's an awesome song by Bishop, and you should listen to it.
I don't know that song.
I'll have to play it for you.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to listen
you've
to
heard it.
You've heard it.
No, you've heard it.
Like, you know. You heard it.
You know.
You know.
You know.
And that's all I had.
On that note, why don't we wrap it up here? We're just about an hour deep here, guys. Marcus, take
that's
it away.
All what she said. All of that. She said all of
Let's
that.
Let's wrap it up. We're
about an hour deep.
An hour deep.
Marcus,
take it away.
And I will.
You see, he would have won $6,000 on that Japanese game show right there.
We would have been like going to Vegas right now, boys.
That Carnival Cruise.
Yeah, dude. I'm
like, hey, guys,
down.
My treat. Let's go to Vegas. What?
What'd you do? I performed.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my friend Viagra. I mean,
I saw her.
She's cute.
She's good. Yeah, new sponsor.
You sure you're cute?
Yeah.
No, I heard she's into programming.
C++. As a C, this dude.
CD++.
C++.
Whoa!
Hey-o.
I had enough bad puns.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah,
no, I have seven more.
I mean, the floor is yours, sir.
I lied. I'm so sorry.
Liar!
He's a witch. Burn him. Anyway.
You won't.
No, I won't.
You won't burn me alive. Come on.
Let's not take it there.
No, we're already in this.
I say, we're already kind of melting alive. Not quite burning, but melting. And it's actually a cooler and beautiful day out, but it still gets hot as balls
in here. We gotta get some air.
Well, we are under...
cotton.
A lot of covers.
Yeah.
A lot of covers. Not touching, but we are under the same covers.
If somebody didn't know that there was a microphone in here and they just saw it from the outside, like, what is this? This is
what?
The adult sex hut.
I really want my landlord to come through and just be like, I said you guys, what the hell? Like,
it's a fucking fort and you're not invited because you don't have the password. Go away.
No landlords allowed.
This is how I make my Swedish soap operas. So I can send them to the people that...
Wow, what a pullback.
Yeah, that's what I do here, landlord sir. But anyway, you can find me on... Twitter at QUEZMAV, same for Instagram, QUEZMAV, and then Snapchat is SIRMAV. I will post things eventually, and you can like them if you want. That's it.
Alright, Eric, you wanna pimp out yourself, your music? I mean, let the people know.
Yeah, so I make fucking sick beats. You know, I'm on that trip now.
Okay. Now, this one's actually real here, folks. This isn't like Will what he was saying. Yes, Eric actually does perform, and he's quite good.
I'm actually planning at an event tomorrow. I don't know if this is going to go out by tomorrow.
Yeah, it won't be out until Tuesday.
If you guys can travel back in time by the time this goes out.
if you have a DeLorean sitting by with some plutonium in a flux capacitor, 88 miles per hour.
I do have a few shows coming up, occasionally out of state, occasionally out of town, etc. But you can find it all at devix.me, spelled devix.me. That has a link to all the good stuff: Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and Instagram, and then Snapchat. Since that was brought up, I'm not hilarious, but I'll put up some good snaps every once in a while. You can do. I think it's just Devix1994, because I'm a little bitch. So I couldn't come up with anything else.
It's all right. It's all right. My username across the board isn't. I mean, it's generic as all hell.
Also, Thursday nights at the Depot.
That's right. Every Thursday night at the Depot here in York, PA, you can catch. Catch Eric hosting and performing.
Host every other week, and I'm pretty much there every week though. So that's a thing. You guys should come out.
You should
get your drink on.
Get your drink on.
$5
get
pitchers.
Your drink on.
Get your ears on.
That's right. $5 liquor pitches. What?
Yeah. Here's some covers. Get some pictures.
Yeah.
Make some good decisions.
No,
not on that last one.
We're not on the same page anymore.
But, alright then, folks, you can catch me on Snapchat. You can catch me on Snapchat, Instagram, and on Twitter, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can also hit up the official Trophy Hunt.
Oh, dude.
You can also hit up the official. official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. And don't forget that new episodes are going to be coming out every single Tuesday, coming at you, Trophy Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
So a special thanks again to Eric for filling in and chilling. We hope you come back. This has been awesome.
Tell me where. I don't know where it is.
All right.
I'm here now.
We blindfolded him. He doesn't know where he came in at. It has to be secret. It's a secret. Is it safe? On that note, guys, catch a new episode every Tuesday on Trophy Tuesdays. Have a good week.
Be safe.
Bye.